Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And now,
it's time for
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast.
Hi.
Hi, hello there. Hi, I'm Mike Sweeney.
I'm Jesse Gaskell, and this is Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast.
That's right, once again. And we're back to talk about things going on at the Conan Show.
Yeah, we work there. We're writers there.
Right.
So, at least last time I checked.
So sometimes we have a behind the scenes look at things.
We do. And we had a lot of activity behind the scenes last week.
Yes. A lot of stuff happened, especially on our Thursday show.
Yeah. Kumail Nanjiani was supposed to be on the show.
Yes.
He was our only guest because now that the show is a half hour long, we have one guest.
Right. So it's important that the guest.
That the guest shows up.
Yeah. It's part of the deal.
Well, and I didn't. Yeah. I mean, it's just never been an issue.
Like no.
I think maybe one time someone missed a flight or something and then couldn't make it, but we knew pretty far in advance.
Right. There have been things where the talent booker is outside. Well, we'll start the show, but the person's still not there yet.
Yeah, that's
drama like
too.
That. But
yeah.
They show up.
Or they're running late.
Right.
But in this case, Kumail just didn't come.
Well, his people or somebody said he was shooting a Silicon Valley scene out in Marina Del Rey.
Yeah.
And wasn't going to make it.
He can't get out of work
right.
in time to make it, which
to do the other work.
I mean, I use that excuse for people,
yes.
But usually it's stuff I don't want to do.
Well, that might be the case.
I don't know.
But it came literally 40 minutes before the show started.
Yeah. I just saw a flurry of emails suddenly. They were like, we need a Lion King clip. And I was like, for
right.
what?
Right, right, right. Who's into the live version of the Lion King? So, I just got an email. No guest. We got to scramble, which to me is like the most fun, when everything gets thrown out. Everything literally did get thrown out the window. So, because there's a monologue meeting and they had four great jokes and there's a lot of great comedy lined up. But, Kono's like, Andy's going to announce.
Yeah.
But then say, this is literally a developing situation.
This is breaking news. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Which is rare on our show. And just trying to deal with it in the moment. So
He decided to just improvise.
He did.
The whole first act.
And he thought saying, hey, our guest isn't here, and then going back into like a monologue would
something
be a weird.
Scripted, yeah.
It would seem like a weird energy. The mm-hmm. crowd would be like, wait, you just mentioned something unusual.
Yeah, I thought you were scrambling.
But yeah.
This seems
pretty prepared and locked down. Exactly. So then we're kind of kicking around like, oh, what can we do? What can we do to address Kumail mm-hmm. not being here? And then Andy had the idea because he was coming on to promote his new movie.
Yeah. Which we're not going to mention.
No, we're not going to mention it. No free rides.
Fuck it.
And we're like, well, we have that clip. Should we do something with the clip? And then Andy had the great idea. He said, oh, why don't we say we were going to show a clip from his new movie, but instead we're going to show a clip from a movie opening against his movie.
Which was The Lion King.
Right. And we were all like, yay, good.
And then they decided to interview Sonam Avsesian.
Right. Conan's assistant.
As his main guest.
She was – I'm always – like I've done – we've done remotes with her and she – the camera does, it's as if there's no camera there. And then last night, she goes out in front of an audience in addition to five cameras and seems absolutely unfazed.
She was great. She was really funny.
She was hilarious.
She's good at improv.
She's one of our best guests ever. And she's been here. She's there every day. Like just,
well, they have a great chemistry.
Yes, they
do. They rehearse every day.
Yes, that's true.
Their shtick of hating each other.
That really is how they interact all day.
Yes.
And you're right. We just added last night an audience and cameras to capture it.
No, but she doesn't, I don't think, have aspirations of being a performer.
Right.
Which is actually my favorite thing about it, is that she's not someone who got into this business secretly to try to, you know, be her own.
Exactly.
Be the host of her own show.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Because I think that's obviously why she doesn't care.
Yeah, she doesn't care.
And why, whereas, if you're like, oh my God, if I don't
this
do
is my
well,
chance.
If I don't do well on this.
I'll be the heir to the Conan throne.
So that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah. It was exciting. And you know what? Maybe now's a good time to introduce our guest.
Yes. Let's bring him out. And I bring him out. Turn our heads.
Oh, hi. Thanks for swiveling your neck.
Yes, how are you?
Hey, it's Flula Borg.
Flula Borg.
Well, hello, it's Jesse and Michael.
Nice to see you.
Oh, nice to see you.
You don't know our last names, do you?
Sweeney and Gaskell.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah. But you think she's Sweeney.
I do. Yeah.
That's close enough.
Flula, we just learned that you were involved in the Kumail kerfuffle.
Yes, it's a Kumaruffle. Yes. Jean-Paul Buck, who works at the show, did text me as a very...
J.P. Buck. Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He books
Potato Potuto, yeah.
Yes.
He did text me and saying, listen, you know, if perhaps you are free to be here in the next 24 minutes, maybe you can help participate in this show.
And what were you doing at the time that you got the call?
I was very sweaty in the middle of some pull-up and dip combos.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yes.
You were working out.
Oh, yes.
So you were
camera ready.
Well, I was camera shy, but also camera ready. You know, don't film me, but film me, you know.
So what did you...
I said, yes, of course. He said, Hail Mary, try. So I didn't know what this meant.
Yeah. Right.
So you were going to give it the college try and get
absolutely
there.
The university exciting attempt. Yes.
Exciting.
But then I heard very quickly that you guys had found a wonderful solution.
Uh-huh.
And I love... And Sona, of course, I'm so happy she was here.
Oh, okay. But you were willing to come in. You weren't
I like that.
Hey, I already paid for this personal training session.
No. I would say, sorry for this early cancer. See you in Burbank. Yeah.
See, that's the attitude. I really feel like that's the attitude that guests should have. Yeah.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I was listening before because I was literally 1 meter and 5 meters away from both of you. Sona is great because she's like Bran from Game of Thrones. You know, everyone for 8 seasons is fighting for the throne. And like the one person is like,
who doesn't want it?
Doesn't want it. Like staring at birds, you know, just sitting around.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's handicapped, but you know what I mean? Still sitting around also in a metaphorical way for many ways. And then he receives... He's the king.
Yes.
So is Sona, is she the next?
She's the new host.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people are hearing it here first on the show.
But that's I think that's a good way to live, is to just not want things.
Yes.
And then maybe someone will notice that and like that about you.
Oh, but then you have to be okay if nobody gives you that Pop-Tart you've been wanting.
Right.
That it's okay.
Because usually it doesn't happen like that.
That's correct.
If you don't want it to begin with, you will be okay.
Then you
never know.
That's good.
Yeah, it all works out.
Philosophy. I like it.
So were you relieved when you found out, they're going to...
Oh, no.
Put someone else on? Or were you like, I was really excited to try to run over there and... just go on the show totally unprepared.
Did you? I want to imagine you opening your closet and having just a wall of fanny packs, and then you were paralyzed by having to make a decision which fanny pack to wear.
This is the only challenge. Is my fanny packs were away from me. It's like, you know, like if Wolverine wakes up and his adamantium claws are like in another village, you know. So my fanny packs were not near me. So that was the only problem.
Yeah.
But
you should keep one in the car.
I do now.
Okay.
And
I did have my first aid fanny. So my FAF was there. I could have grabbed this one. But I can tell you, Michael, it's a win-win if you are doing nice pumps and getting a cardiovascular jump in your body, or you can hang out with Conan. These are two wins. So
yes
or no, I was in a winning situation.
Yeah.
Both get your heart rate up.
Oh, very high. Yeah. Many BPMs.
How many fanny packs, which you wear all the time, how many do you actually own?
42 now. So Dirk Nowitzki plus one, if we're using jersey numbers in basketball.
Yeah. You did something with Dirk, didn't you?
Well, that sounds inappropriate. Yes. Oh, we've spent some time together.
He's irresistible.
Oh, he is simply irresistible.
He's 6'9". It's, oh, how do you
six,
say?
Oh, he's oh. all 70.
Oh,
he's
is
a 7
he?
Footy.
Oh, my God.
Right under. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's amazing.
Don't subtract that inch.
Sorry, man.
Wait, keep it. 6'9".
You know,
I'm
threatened by men who are taller than me.
Oh. Well, this is rare. You are an above of the averages heights. Mm. You're like the Michael Phelps of riders.
Yes, I hear that all the time.
Yeah,
a lot of time underwater.
In that you'll have a demise.
Yes.
Soon.
Oh, no.
But then
yes.
a quick comeback, a very quick comeback. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. So, how was it for you guys during the kerfuffle? Were you guys panicked? Were you having a fun time?
I had no idea what was. You know, the writers were a little bit. We were just kind of trying to piece things together via emails.
Via the emails, it just seemed like something kooky was happening.
Yeah.
Because. No, I happened to be in the monologue meeting right before the show, so it all just kind of evolved right there.
And then we were watching it play out on TV.
I wish guests wouldn't show up every day. It's just kind of...
Well, Sweeney, I think you might get your wish.
Yeah, perfect.
I don't know. It was weird to me. I thought, like, I didn't know you were allowed to just not... come.
That never
is that an option?
Oh, yeah. Has someone ever been sick before? This was the other thing. I was like, well, did someone?
Yes, but usually that's a lot more notice, I think. Mm.
We've had guests cancel because they're on the East Coast and they were going to fly in and their plane
was canceled. That happened one time, yeah.
Right. And then you check the plane schedule and go, oh, it took off on time. But, you know, it's usually very dramatic. It's usually not, hey, we're 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
In Marina Del Rey.
Well, and the way, and Conan also explained this, but usually, I mean, there used to be two guests on the show every night.
You're
so
right.
You could at least.
Makes it two number
right.
one.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Just
right.
have a long conversation with a D-lister.
But you'd still.
Ouch. Shots fired at several guests.
Over several years.
Several years.
No, but they'd still scramble to get someone else to talk to usually.
Yeah,
I can tell you, I am a surprise. This is like the first time of all the years that this of all the times, this is a very high bad average.
Yeah, yeah. No, people have not shown up, and I think some. I think Jennifer Lopez didn't show up.
Oh, J-Lo.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Early on, way before A-Rod and
A-Rod.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
People, she didn't show up.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I think once Lou Gossett Jr. left,
he
was there.
He saw
he was
the opening
go on.
Monologue.
I swear to God, there was something on the show that he was offended by. I'm just like,
wow.
That's it, I'm leaving.
Lou Gossett Jr.
Yes.
The karate from that one film, I'm a Karate Instructor.
Exactly. That's the actual title.
Yeah, I'm a karate
in
instructor. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was in Germany.
It was just called Karaha.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I was going to say, yeah. I feel like Conan probably felt very virile in this moment because we did the live shows and he loves it when things are not clear and improvised and who knows what will happen or what. You
yes.
know?
And Andy, too. Andy loves that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But you were on the tour with Conan.
Yes.
What a segue.
Oh, yeah, not
yeah.
beautiful. Unintentional.
This guy's a pro.
Oh, what? Oh, no. No, I witnessed it in the first hands and second hands. Yeah.
Well,
just to clear, you were on the live comedy tour where they went all over the U.S.
Yes.
And did stand-up shows.
18 city tour. And you and Conan would end the show with something that was great. Conan, we'd bring up the lights in the crowd. And Conan would go, you know what? I'll take questions from anyone in the crowd. Mm-hmm. And he'd send you, Flula, out with a microphone.
Yes.
And you two were an amazing ad-lib team, I thought.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Really
your question moderating was legendary.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
We heard
you're
a lot
great.
About it.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like Phil Donahue with a microphone running around the crowd.
No, you're really funny, though. And you would go all through the orchestra section. And then, not to give short shrift to the balcony, you'd run. I don't know how you did it. I guess all the squats and push-ups.
Lots of squats.
You ran upstairs
yes.
and then you did the whole crowd upstairs.
Yes.
But I always, like 15 minutes in, I'd be like, how are they going to dismount from this?
That was always my wonder too.
Would you also get worried, or were you like, oh, that's Conan's problem? Or would you feel
Well, I think Conan
equally
is
equally responsible
I
for
did.
The dismount. for how to get out.
But I have no control. I have no control of this. I think Conan has to say, okay, and scene.
Right.
But then like in a song, we go back to the coda and we do something. And I was like, oh, I thought we were done.
Right. Uh-huh.
But he is so, I think, wants to give as many people attention as possible.
Right.
But then I'm like, oh, but we should stop.
Yeah, right. we got our blackout line.
Oh, the blackout line is there. Everyone, two shots of vodka. Let's go, go, go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there were times like that where I was watching and thinking the same thing, like, oh, that was, and it's like, ah, oh, who else? And it's like, ah. What?
Yeah.
And then you have to kind of, and then it would dip down a bit.
Yes, it would.
For a few minutes.
And but then you panic.
Panic at the disco. Yes, yes, absolutely. But every time he did it.
Every time. It was, I have to say, very impressive.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. It was fun to do. Thank you for letting me join this wonderful trip.
Sure.
You want to thank us? I don't think we had anything to do with it.
But I fought against you vehemently.
I appreciate it. I deserve all of the hate.
Yeah. And you, in Chicago... Taylor Tomlinson was one of the comics.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she apparently was obsessed with the American, it American Girl? Or
American Girl dolls?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And did you go with her?
So no, they purchased two American Girl dolls.
Okay.
And then so I didn't realize they were two. And then Taylor could select one. And Conan.
Is Taylor 11? I don't know. I'm seriously
She's
asking.
She's very young.
Yes. She has a young heart.
Okay. She does.
Okay.
Yeah. And she has always, I think, been obsessed. I think as a child, if you are not super wealthy, then an American doll is like the same as purchasing a new car.
Right.
You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So as an adult, she was excited still because
like
child.
Now she can finally afford it. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Baby Taylor was like super pumped.
Yeah.
And then I just like to take care of living things, even if they are not living. And so when there was an extra baby left, Conan gave to me Kit Kittredge.
Oh, which is, that's nice.
Yeah, so I
that's
still,
one of the dolls, Kit Kittredge.
Well, she's my daughter, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And so I have a baby Bjorn and everything. And so. And
yes,
have you gone to the Grove where you can have tea with your American Girl doll?
No, I don't see. I'm worried if there's some caffeine in the tea, so we have avoided this.
Okay.
We go to a Whole Foods.
Can I ask, have you vaccinated her?
Twice.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, both arms.
Okay. I was worried when you said the tea thing that you might be an anti-vaxxer.
I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Okay. I think everything should be vaccinated. Okay. Truly, like all things.
Okay.
All things. Living, non-living.
Living, non-living, furniture.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. Shoot good. It. Shoot good. It good. With a syringe.
Good.
Okay, excellent. Good.
So, you wore her in a baby Bjorg the whole...
It's the entire trip.
Oh wow. That is a real commitment to
it.
Yes. Where is she now?
She's in the automobile with the windows down and the system up, you know. Yeah.
You're very attentive.
Well, it's like, have you seen Last of the Mohicans where Daniel Day-Lewis...
I mean, at some point I saw it. Yeah.
I saw... Some of it on TV where he was running. He was just running.
Well, there's a moment. Okay, so that happened. But then also he's there with his like siblings and father. And they're like, and his lover. His lover's there. And he's like, I will find you. I will find you.
Yeah.
There's a waterfall. I did
if
not
it's
want.
The last thing. Yeah.
I did not want this moment with Kit. So I kept her.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. I was wondering.
I didn't know where
just
that was
changed
going.
The topic.
No. It's
dramatically.
It's connected.
Well, so Flula, you have a lot of good... American pop culture references.
Oh.
Did you grow up watching a lot of American movies and TV?
So in Germany, we have one American channel as a child. It was called the Armed Forces Network, which was an army channel, a military channel from America. But we could still get it because it was on the antenna. So I watched a lot
Armed Forces Television.
The Armed Forces Network. And so it was also very old. Everything was many years old. So I know the knowledge of a 55 to 60-year-old American person.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's great.
So that's why you and Conan work so well
together. Why we are vibration so good, yeah. We vibrate so good.
But yeah, I mean, were you interested in comedy from an early age? I mean, who were some of your sort of comedy influences?
I still don't understand how comedy works.
Okay.
And so I can't really tell you about this. I can only tell you films I did love that I saw. Die Hard is the most.
Yes. That's a comedy.
I find it very hilarious.
Very funny.
Oh, yes, Mr. Takagi.
It's a good, funny Christmas movie.
It's very funny and very Christmas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I love this very much. And also old films like Fury. Do you remember Fury from the 1950s? Is it black and white with a horse who's just running around in the past? Astra?
No.
Okay.
Jeez, no. I know that was big on the American Armed Forces Network.
Yeah, you met. It was.
We did not get that in the United States.
You did not get this.
So Fury, what else?
Fury. Oh, of course, MacGyver.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Like I love MacGyver.
Yes, yeah, A-Team. The A-Team.
A-Team. Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. All the song, all the shows where Mike Post was the man who wrote the theme songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, can you hum?
You're a big Post head.
Did he do sitcoms?
I don't think he did.
Just action kind of
only
drama.
Action things, yeah. Okay. And there's always like a breakdown.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, man, he's so good.
Is he still alive?
Michael Post?
Yeah.
I have not Googled.
Oh, you should. I feel like you should meet him.
He might live on your street here in LA.
Stop the presses.
Yes, Mike Post.
Mike Post could be here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should.
We're going to connect you to Mike Post.
Yeah. Really?
We're going to use our powers.
You said Conan power?
Yeah.
Yes. I would love this.
He'd love to hear you hum his music in a German
I can do
accent.
This. Oh, yeah. I would love it. Yeah. I can do many of those.
We buried the lead, obviously, that you grew up in Germany.
I did, yes.
Yeah.
In a small town?
Erlangen. So it's the closest sister city. They're not sisters, but the closest city is Nuremberg, which has 600,000. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But Erlangen is like, I don't know, 100,000 humans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's a university town.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Home of many asparagus. The inventor of the MP3 worked at the university there.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Not the AIFF. The MP3.
Okay.
Did your parents work at the university?
Yes, my mother did.
Oh.
She worked for a translator.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah, yeah. So she knows some English as well.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then my father worked for Siemens, which is also based in Erlangen. Siemens, it's like the GE of Germany.
Yes,
right. Oh, right.
Yeah. Anyway, everyone has tuned out at this point, but this is true.
I'm sorry I asked.
Well, yeah. No. So because your English is so perfect.
Oh, that is that's a kindness and also a fib. Wait, where are you guys from in the origins?
Well,
I'm from outside Munich.
You're from München?
Yeah.
Oh, in Garmisch-Partenkirchen? Yeah. Oder?
I'm from New Jersey, which would be like Frankfurt, maybe? I don't know. What's the area that everyone makes fun of?
That everyone avoids?
Yes.
Well, Frankfurt.
East Germany. It was probably like...
Yeah, which, I mean, now it's becoming cool.
Right, of course.
Yeah, but as a child, East Germany was, well, we weren't allowed. We avoided it because you just couldn't get into
How far
it.
Were you from East Germany?
We are some ways. Yeah, okay. Several hours.
You were, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I was on the west side.
Okay.
West side, you know, as they say.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Except Germany.
Nuremberg, okay.
Nuremberg, yeah, Nuremberg. Where are you from, Jesse?
We moved around a lot when I was a kid because my dad worked for the State Department. But now I just say I'm from the Central Coast of California.
Oh, that's so vague.
Yeah.
Just somewhere on the fault
near,
line.
Near San Luis Obispo.
Oh, Slow.
Near Slow, yeah.
I've been to Slow.
Yeah, did you go to the Madonna Inn?
What is... Oh, it's the crazy rooms, like the pony-ridden pony lodge.
Yeah, really crazy.
I've never been.
We stayed there, but did made a reservation very late, so the room was really dull. It was like the miner's room, and they had like a pick and an axe that they painted gold, and it's like...
They phoned that one in.
Yeah, they really phoned it in.
That's a cheap one.
It was bad.
Just a wagon wheel.
It was $39 a night.
Okay, well, that seems...
So your dad worked for the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
Did you spend time in Germany?
No.
He didn't...
No, it was Latin America.
Okay, cool. Wow.
Oh,
holy cow.
Wow.
But yeah, but I also grew up on... Satellite TV, American TV. So that was my references were all from just watching like 8 hours of TV a day after school.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your show favorite?
Oh, I mean, I was the, there was a block that was like, there were two Fresh Princes and then two Saved by the Bells and then a couple of Full Houses.
Oh, yes.
That sounds like TBS Now.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed at all.
It's a current network's programming. I like that. I watched MTV. I would come here sometimes. So my parents are teachers.
Right.
So we would have a summer free. And so we would sometimes come to America. So what would happen is I would watch some television there. So I got the new stuff, which was MTV had the blocks. When you said blocks, I thought you meant MTV of old, where they have like the rock block. And so it's like only rock, and then the rap block occurs.
But they had Euro MTV, didn't they? Or
we
not?
MTV Europe, and we also had Viva, which is like German. It sounds good, right?
Yeah.
We both very much liked this. Viva.
But Viva is also not a German word. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's true. Well, I think we like, maybe all countries like it, like a word that you know kind of a little bit.
Right.
But that is not
it's
your
exotic.
Own.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Uber. It's Uber. Yeah, it's like more German than English.
Oh, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Uber, yeah.
Lyft with a Y. Is
Do
that...
they have Uber in Germany?
Yes, okay. In Berlin. So in my city, no, we are too tiny.
Oh, yeah.
But we had like a deal with the taxi drivers. They are also Ubers. Mm-hmm. It was a whole kitty caboodle, as you say.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Same thing here, of course.
Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
And we went to Germany with you.
We did go.
Yeah.
Yes, we three were in a bus.
For a for a week.
We did for a week, and Conan was
in
also
Berlin.
There.
We spent the whole time basically in Berlin.
We did. It's fun.
Great, yeah. You spent a lot of time there before?
No, I am from, so it's like New York City in Germany. It's like the New York City
of
Germany.
Right,
so.
Right, yeah. Right.
So, the big pretzel.
The big pretzel, that's what they call it.
We were on a nude beach with you.
Yes.
I somehow blocked that out.
As I think everybody should.
We were surrounded by, I don't know, 60 totally naked people who didn't care. There were two cameras.
That we were filming them.
Shooting close-ups.
Of crotches.
Of their genitalia.
I mean, if you're going to be naked on a beach, I think part of you is like,
right,
come and get it.
Yeah, yeah, please.
You want people to see.
You do, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a dream come true when the cameras show up.
Oh, yeah, please.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Germany is different with the nudity, I will tell you. Like, mm-hmm. as a child, we had TV guides, the German TV, like Bunte or what.
Right.
Every cover was just a nude lady. It's not a porno magazine. It was just so someone will purchase the television guide. It's just topless lady.
I'm good with this, the TV guide.
Yeah.
And nudity in Europe, it really goes by country, right? Like the northern countries, Germany, and the Scandinavian countries, totally.
Who cares?
All the covers are naked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas I think Italy and Spain, they're much
more covered,
They're smothered and covered.
Like the Waffle House.
I believe so.
Potatoes.
Mm. I think so.
I'm not so much. I mean, I'm nude all the time,
right,
generally.
Right.
But I don't. And I was a child when I was in Spain, so I don't remember. My eye level was knees, so I never looked to see if the genitalia were, you know, screaming at me.
But Germans really, I wonder why they're such pioneers in the nude lifestyle.
Well, in East Germany, very common to just go out and get nudie-tootie on the weekends. Like, so you would just find a random creek or forest and just disrobe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, and we did it in West Germany also. I think it's like, oh, it's a little cold sometimes. So when it's warm, we should get super-duper nudie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I don't know what is the cultural reason. We have reasons for things that make no sense, but there is always a reason.
Warmth.
Yeah.
But so if you couldn't find a forest or a creek.
Yeah.
Could you just walk around the city like that? Or no, that's where you draw the
pool.
Line.
Public pool, yes. No, okay. Auf jeden Fall. Yeah, okay. So the Freibad, which means the free bath. It's not free. You have to pay.
Right.
But there's always a section. It's like the section where the nudity is, which to me is silly. It's like the airplane when there was a no smoking and a smoking section.
Right.
It always spills over.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can smell the smokes. You can see the cleavages. Right. Like it's not like a wall or something.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
You can dip your toe in and then dip back out.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you were, I think, maybe one of the first non-Conan staff people to come with us on a travel show.
Oh, yeah. That was very fun.
What was that experience like for you?
Well, it was everyone is very kind and very normal. I was waiting for like one insane person and it was everyone. Maybe that was me. It's like when they say, who's the stranger?
Wait, if it's no one else.
Look in the mirror, punk.
Right.
Yeah. When Chili Peppers was staying at our hotel.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we've talked about that because we've run into them in other countries.
Really?
Did you know, in Australia, we were staying at their same hotel too.
So your cycles are in sync.
Yes.
It's plausible they're stalking us. Right?
Yeah, or vice versa.
They're so bored with their own careers at this point.
Anthony Kiedis is just dying for a selfie with Andy.
Yes. Yeah. And no, I remember in Germany, they all came in their own separate vehicle, which was impressive. I hope they're still friends.
That they each individually had a...
Oh, yeah.
I think was staggered like 10 minutes apart.
Very
weird. After that many years, don't you think you run out of small talk?
Of course.
I mean, I'm already kind of
like
feeling
us.
That with you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we've all checked our clock.
Yes. Listen.
But yeah, because there's an obligation for small, like on the bus we were driving around in Berlin.
Right.
You have to kind of keep coming up with, I don't know. Weather, you know, weather conversation.
Weather. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what you don't have from now on? You're released.
Okay.
You can sit in silence, put your headset on and just
go for it.
Just relax.
Thank you.
Well, you can watch Fury on a
Fury
on your iPad.
I will do it. Well, and Jose would sketch me.
This Jose Royal.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he
was another writer.
You were his muse.
Yes.
Well, for one ride, for one trip from the beer house to the pool.
Oh.
I interrupted you. You were mid.
No,
you had inhaled and exhaled a syllable.
I was just going to say, also, we did a Schuplattler segment, which we all loved. And you used to do that dancing, didn't you, as a child?
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. So as a child, my first introduction to entertainment was to be a Schuplattler. And with Schuplattler is when you're slapping your legs and your hands in a weird way. And
right. And dressed
kind of sort of like accordion music.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
It's traditional folk dance.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm from North Bavaria and it's more Bavarian. So it was like, you know, when you like have to join the weird culture thing from your other ancestors.
Right.
Because you have to do it. This was this. Nobody did this in my house, but we were. I was forced to Schuplattler my face off.
Oh, man. Yeah. Where is it? Are there different levels? Is it like a...
Like karate.
Like a beauty contest? Like you go to the nationals?
Yes, it's like your different color lederhosen for each level.
Is there a pitch perfect for...
Oh.
For Schuplattler?
Yeah.
I do not know. I do not... Not when I was a child. It was more like, it's funsy. You know, it's not like, who is the champion of the slapping?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not competitive.
I don't think so.
Schuplattling.
No, no. It should not be. It's just fun.
Do you think that's something that you would pass on to your future children or...
Like a virus? Yeah. I would do it. Yeah, yeah. Yes, I would. I would not enter backs for this. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would do it. I think it's a very important thing to know, like, why do we do this? Because Germans, we're a little awkward in the eyes of other countries, I think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we should perpetuate this.
And it's because of the dancing.
I think it's the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, being German and being in LA,
yeah.
is there a German community here? Are there expats here?
Well, I
and
think
do you know? Do you actually reach out to each other? Or
so I think because Los Angeles is so large, there's like there's a tiny community of all the peoples.
Sure.
So, but yes, but there is one for Germany. But Germans are very interesting. When we see each other, like if we are traveling and I see you, I know you are German. We know right away. We do not say hi.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just acknowledge.
No.
Oh, no, there's you don't nothing. Even acknowledge.
No.
Zero. We both know. It is like if you have like it's like Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. You know, now they are friends in high five. But in like the 80s, if they saw each other in the supermarket, if like Magic Johnson was trying to purchase some cauliflower and Larry Bird sees there are Brussels sprouts nearby, he would just purchase the Brussels sprouts and never look at Magic.
Right. But they already knew each other. I don't know if this really analogy works.
Well, we smell each other. We can smell
well,
it.
Okay. Because you're competitive? Is that why?
I do not know. It's
I'm the German here.
I think a little bit like, no, this was me to explore this. I'm exploring this aisle.
Oh,
get away.
Yeah.
Well, maybe none of them are German. Maybe, well, I mean, German. Since you never acknowledge each other.
Oh, we know.
We don't really know.
Sorry, Birkenstock and socks.
All
sorry.
Right. I do think you're the only German I've ever met in Los Angeles.
Wait, you said Birkenstock and socks.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
This combination.
I have to sometimes say things over again in my head.
Me as well.
Head. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But who does this in America? Maybe now it will be cool, but it's...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you know. So we...
Oh, the socks with sandals.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But doesn't that narrow it down to like seven or eight countries? Or is that specifically German?
It's a beginning. It's just a little... You are from...
It's your first tip.
You are from the dirty Jersey, as you
yes,
say.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know when another Jersey person...
We do. We, yes. You know, you're right. And we don't acknowledge each other.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, so it's not just the Germans.
I apologize.
It's fine.
Okay.
There's a new place open up in my neighborhood that is a beer garden that only serves vegan food.
Highland Park?
Yeah.
I've been there.
How do you feel about a German vegan restaurant?
It's confusing. It seems like you can't do both of those things.
It fascinates me. I mean, I really like it has a beautiful patio, but the food, it's schnitzel, but vegan schnitzel.
In the quote 80s.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Ach, it's fine. Look, if it's tasty, it's tasty.
But
a little
whose
weird.
Whose idea was that? I mean, was it German people, do you think, or did they just kind of...
I wonder. I actually do not know. Perhaps someone like saw a German person once and said, I'm going to make a restaurant.
Right.
Yeah.
I think LA first needs a good conventional German beer garden before you jump off. And I'm not aware of any.
The Red Lion.
The Red Lion,
The Red Lion, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's in Silver Lake?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Very specific now this podcast is going. But yes,
is that Silver Lake. We always end up getting into zip codes. Is that 90027 or 2A?
It's 27.
All right.
Yeah, it's right directly off of Glendale.
Okay, just clarifying.
And the waitresses and waiters, well, the waitresses are all German that I know.
Oh, okay.
And they are like, oh, okay. They have been there. They are veterans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever go there? I mean.
So that's where the diaspora is.
Is a who?
the expats, the German expats. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and many Americans, you know, you may watch your football there. You're German, you're not the American,
right.
Not the weird ball. But I do not purchase a beer there. I always purchase the whiskey there because they pour it like it is a beer.
Like so it has foam on it?
No, it's very large.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're whiskeys.
Yeah, and the rye, bullet rye. It's fine.
Yeah.
What a great. Shout out for the Red Lion.
Yeah, pro tip. Yeah.
Red Lion, shouting out. All I got.
What would you have promoted if you had come on to the Conan Show last week?
I would have promoted my new song, my new single. It's called Self-Care Sunday.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. We haven't even talked about your music career.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I began as a musician with like Schuhplatter stuff. And so then this became a segue, like the tiny two-wheel machine into other fun locations. And so, yes, but
would you say primarily now you are a DJ or you compose or what's, how do we describe you?
Yeah, I have I do not know.
Okay.
Have you seen a Cordell Stewart play football for the Pittsburgh Steelers in approximately 1998?
No.
He was called in 97.
Oh, okay, got it.
And
stopped.
Then lost interest.
He was called Slash. And it's because Cordell, he could play a little bit as a quarterbacky, but also catch a little bit of the ball and sometimes a little bit of a safety thing.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I would like to be like this, except in the world. So I'm trying to do all kind of weird things.
Yeah.
So I do not know what is occurring. My brain is just having an interest and then I dive in deep like Amerigo Vespucci.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're just Flula.
I'm Flula-ing it up.
Why am
right
I
now
trying to put you in a box?
You can do it. And if it is a large enough box, I will not mind.
So did you write this song?
I did. With three of my friends, Jim Roach and then Ivan and Peter, who are, they live in a U-boat and they love techno like me. And so the four of us wrote the song, Self-Care Sunday. Yeah.
Okay.
It's very fun. It's about, you know, self-care.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's very trendy right now. Yeah.
So super trendy. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, hey, is there a wave? Let me get my board surf and get on there, you know, like Kelly Slater and do it. So, yeah.
Can we hear any of this song?
Yeah, of course. Shall we play it just the beginning? What do you guys think? We'll just
sure. Whatever you want to play for us.
I would say you guys can edit this to get a piece of the bling blang.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's this phantom booty in my bed? What's the songs are pounding in my head? Missed all of my good friend Drake's texts.
Yo, Flues, you up? Let's bow.
Put my phone on the airplane mode. Time to go to Flula's little me zone. Not gonna drink, not gonna sext. You're beautiful, Kelly, but thank you. Next.
Rejuvenate top to bottom. Gonna hit spin class with Robert. Meditate mantra and mantras. Form to table, form to table. All of my toast avocado. Energy burn till my mind blows. Journaling out on my life goes.
Self-care Sunday.
Relax your body. Don't you know that you burned it to detox your soul, babe? Don't you know that you're worth it? Just spread your wings.
There we go.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Is that the song of the summer?
I think it's a song of the midsummer. Yeah, because I think summer started 6 weeks ago. Yeah, the equinox has passed.
Yeah.
So perhaps we can catch the midsummer action.
But I don't know what the song of the summer is. So I think there's an opening.
I agree. I thought it was Old Town Road, but this is
right.
But it is a little old. It has been around. So perhaps this can
I thought Taylor Swift was going to have one.
Oh, what happened?
I don't know.
Oh.
She sort of did. There was that one, the gay pride one.
Right. But there's backlash.
Then there's backlash.
There was backlash on the gay pride song?
Because she was
because she's not
trying
gay
to usurp. Exactly.
Or hasn't.
Oh. Well, I can tell you, I do believe in self-care. So, and yes. I am a good. Self-care.
Oh, good.
Yes. No, you can hear the passion in your lyrics.
Yeah.
Could you feel
this? You sing it. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It's not, you are not detached from this whole endeavor.
Oh, I'm fully strapped on.
Absolutely.
What do you do for self-care?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, I enjoy acupuncture.
Really? Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. I enjoy some meditationing in a field.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I will, if it is early in the morning, I will go to the Silver Lake Meadow, it's yeah. called, and I will be nude.
Oh.
No one to see it but the coyotes.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, coyotes, many of them. Wow.
So if people want to see you nude,
yeah.
Silver Lake
About what
Meadow.
Time? 4 a.m.?
4:30 a.m. to 4:45 a.m. It's pre-sunrise and uh-huh. also pre-joggers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's yeah. great. Yeah. And you said you got a massage this morning. Is that true?
Yes, ooh. I received massages.
This morning?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
you get up early.
Yeah.
For my self-care, you know it, lady and man.
Thank you.
What yeah. time do you wake up?
It can depend. 6 o'clock sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I like to practice with my bow staff.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I spin my bow staff.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I have a vegetable smoothie shake that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I use SPF 85.
What, when you nude
Anytime.
Sit in well, the meadow? Or
The yeah. sun can come okay. to you from all the angles.
Yes.
You know, you've seen it like laser tag. You
yes.
know, you can be sitting here and then bing, bing, bing. And then what? I was in the living room. How did you get me, cousin?
Yeah.
Mirrors. So, well, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you have a wide variety of interests,
yeah,
it
yeah.
seems.
Yeah, I like it. It's
You're
like a
polymath.
Oh, who?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, okay. I enjoy mathematics. Yeah, so self-care Sunday.
Yeah.
So you need one day every time in the week, 52 yeah. of those.
Right.
To like, hey.
Sunday's the
and
day.
If that's a hit, you can do self-care Monday, all the days of the week.
Yes. Self-care Saturday, tricky because of the three syllables. Self-care Saturday,
tough.
Like, mm-hmm. It's two syllables, mm-hmm. slow down.
And are you going to release a version in Germany?
Oh.
Yes, I will release it in all the countries, but, you know, I will stick with the English.
Okay.
Yeah, with the language.
Yeah,
because it won't rhyme if you translate it to
yeah,
German.
Yeah. So self-care Sonntag actually can kind of work.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ninja Sex Party, who you guys may remember, they were on
yes.
your show.
Yes.
They are the feature vocalists who are singing Tasty Tasty, what do you call it? The chorus.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And you got Drake to do the song? I think that's terrific.
Yeah, I texted Drake. Yeah, texted yeah. me. I texted in return.
You didn't show us the part of the video where he's in the video.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see it, though.
It's yes. a night shot, so it's yeah. hard
okay.
to see.
Yeah, yeah. You're both naked.
We are.
It's at night.
Very nude. Yes. A massage circle.
Yeah. And you do, it's a very soft vocal. I mean, that's you're really doing some singing.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel it like it's very deep inside, you know? I think if you have a pop song, you can't just like, cell phone it.
Right.
You need to, or text it in.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it. You have to attend the session.
Did you have to do any vocal lessons or is this just all God-given talent?
This is all thanks to the creators. You know,
yeah.
all of how, where this, who knows where things
Whatever,
get. The meteor that struck and gave us Homo sapiens also gave me some vocals.
The God of self-care.
The God of self-care. Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I did. And I'm very excited for everyone to start becoming self-carers.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And I also love that you did a music video. I mean, we were talking about MTV, but I was wondering, I mean, artists still make music videos and I think that people still enjoy watching them, but it's just... so different now that there's not like a place where they all go, you know?
I need a 6-second version of this because that is what everyone...
Yeah,
just
you
say,
need
okay.
the Instagram story version,
yeah,
right?
Just very, very quick otherwise.
Yeah, you need some... Right. You can make some GIFs out of it.
Yeah, some GIFs.
Yeah.
Do you guys practice self-care?
Kind of.
Oh, no.
My self-care is canceling things. I'm not
like
kidding.
Like entertainers?
no, like canceling plans.
Oh, that always feels
yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's my favorite. I mean,
it's such a great pressure relief.
When
valve.
I think I have to do something and then it gets canceled,
it's the
you
best.
Love it too.
I love it.
Yeah. My favorite.
Yeah,
yes. I like it when things are canceled.
And then it's just free time.
Yes,
and then sometimes you think, oh, will the other person you're canceling on care? And no, they're getting the same experience.
Yes,
times 10.
Yes,
in my case.
Okay.
We all want it.
Do you like it if you are canceled, if you cancel, or do you enjoy it if someone cancels with you?
It's even better if someone cancels on me.
Yes.
Because then I have zero guilt.
And you've wasted zero time,
yeah.
anxiety about, oh, should I cancel, should I not cancel? It's just a gift.
Oh. Okay.
Gift from the gods.
I did not know other people feel this way. I thought most people are like, oh no, I had a hope and a dream and now the dream is not here. Yeah.
No. Please make plans with me and then cancel. Yeah, I kept checking my email this morning, hoping this would get canceled.
I'll email both of you.
The mail's still on a high from last week.
Have we heard from?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I kept expecting to see something on his Instagram.
Yeah.
Like he was, I don't know, lying in traction somewhere.
Oh, yes.
Like that's what.
full body.
Yes.
Full body cast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I think he was just like, I got to work.
Oh, man.
Can't make it.
It's okay. Yeah. Sona did a good job.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Sona did better than any, I mean.
She was amazing.
She was great.
She was the best. One of the best.
She might be our only guest from now on.
Yeah, just keep it. Just change the name. Just to Sonan.
Sonan. Oh, yeah.
That's all it is.
Self-care.
Yeah.
Self-care. Makeup regimen?
A makeup regimen, yes. Ooh. I use this. I use some a little bit.
Well, you're into skincare, obviously.
Oh, big time. Look, care is, yes,
yeah.
Care is in the word. I mean, the phrase. So, yes, I care. I care about my skin very much.
And you have a glow right now.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
I'm perspiring. I run it at a very high. My Celsius is high.
Yes. Everything's perfect.
Are you guys not perspiring?
Manicure, pedicure? No.
Not at the moment, but I do a lot.
Okay. Do you?
Yeah. Okay. Especially from this point until November, I'm going to be sweating.
Oh, that me as well.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just make a total 190 degrees?
Sure. Yeah.
What is the one guest that you guys have not had on the show that you are like, we must have, like, who is your white humpback?
Yes.
Well, I've had changes over the years.
Well, for Conan, it was Robert Caro.
Which has happened. Right. Well, the podcast.
Well, he did a podcast.
He did a podcast with him.
Yeah.
But that went on for years and years.
There are some other big ones who haven't done the show, right? Clooney?
George Clooney.
No, but you guys, who do you want?
Oh, us.
Yeah. Mm. Like even a random person.
We can't even get Sona to do the show.
You mean our show or do the
Clooney
show?
Well, now I want both answers.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I know. I'm trying to think of who I would want to be on Conan.
Charles Barkley. This has happened.
I probably
Charles Barkley's been on,
but that's
several times. He's always great.
Yeah,
he's very funny. Who would you like to be on the show? Is there anyone you're dying to meet, Jesse?
Yeah.
I mean, tons of people.
Yeah.
Have the Broad City women been on the show?
Yes,
they were. Okay.
Oh. I don't know if Ileana's been on.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think they've been on together.
They've not been on together.
No.
Alia Shawkat.
Oh, she's been on.
Can I be honest? I've not seen the show. Boardroom. What's it called? Boardroom Empire? No.
Oh, are you Search Party? What do you wait?
Oh yeah, you're talking about Search Party.
Search Party, and then the other
one. That show's great.
Arrested Development.
Oh yes. That is right.
Yes,
right. I like it.
Who are some of your favorite celebs?
Oh, that I would love if I had a show.
Mike Post.
Mike Post would be number one. And then number two, anybody associated with Die Hard. I would. I do not know if Mr. Takagi is still alive, but I would love to have interviewed Mr. Takagi. Of course, Morgan Freeman, why not?
Yeah.
Sure.
Not affiliated with Die Hard. Oh, and then anybody.
I'd be intimidated by Morgan Freeman.
Yes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, but it's not someone you'd be interviewing.
I would.
You'd want to hang out with him.
I want to hang out and ask like four questions.
All right.
Not like Andy's podcast. We add another question.
Right.
Yeah. And then anybody very deep on the bench of the 1993 champion Chicago Bulls. So like Craig Hodges.
Right. Oh, you love basketball.
I do love some hoops.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But only from the 90s or?
I will go beyond it a little bit.
Do you still follow? Who's the team that you root for now?
Well, now I do not have a geography anymore.
Yeah.
So I think I've never done it, but I think I may support the Clippers for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like Kawhi Leonard very much and Paul George.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. PG-13. Yeah. And Dr. Rivers is also there, which I like.
Yeah. A PhD.
Yeah. Can I say one thing about basketball? The worst logo in the world is the Clippers. They must change the logo.
Is it a ball?
It's an L with an A and a C that they have dumped together.
Okay.
It means nothing.
Oh, yeah.
There is no, it feels not good. I just think you can improve it.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say. Boom. I'm out on it.
But Lakers, that's just a Actually, both those names, Lakers and Clippers, what do those have to do?
The Lakers were in Minneapolis, so the,
there are lakes.
10,000
yes.
lakes. And okay. The Clippers were in San Diego, so Clipper ships.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, so they both relocationed, and now, well, the weirdest one is the Utah Jazz.
That's my, the best.
Because they were in New Orleans.
Right.
Because jazz has never been played in Utah.
I cannot imagine a less jazzy state. Mm. Like, in America, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Rhode Island.
Actually, yeah, there's been some.
Pretty jazzy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rimbo Bumpkins was there.
Yeah,
he had that concert.
Do you have any TV or movie projects coming up?
Yes, I will be in Trolls 2, which is the sequel to Trolls 1.
Great.
Yeah, and then there are two.
Is that, it's animated?
It's animated, as far as I know.
Yeah, so you don't have to get the hair extensions or anything?
No extensions.
Good.
I did start to grow my hair for many months when I received the news.
To get into character.
Well, yes, and then they told me you do not need to grow this mullet. We are just recording your voice, your hair.
But you could,
and it was dyed bright pink.
Yes.
A mullet is going to be good for your career no matter
what. Of course. Ball party in the house, business in the...
So it
would be nice to keep it, but I shaved it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I also grew everything. So all the hair.
Full body mullet.
Yeah, yeah. Breasts.
Oh, okay.
Everything just down by the channel. All the things were very long. And then I was
You don't seem like a very hairy person, are you?
I shave.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. Everything?
Self-care.
Yes, with a number. You know, the trimmer things have a number. So,
right.
You know, like, what's your sleep number? Yeah. You also have a shave number, which will depend on the location that you are shearing.
Yeah.
I'm like a sheep. Yes. But Trolls 2, yes.
Oh, yeah, Trolls 2.
Yeah, yeah. I will. And then two other ones I cannot tell you because I've
secrets.
Signed some disclosures.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you excited about these?
I'm
projects?
Super excited.
Oh, cool.
Are you kidding my joke?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so pumped for it.
The movies will be released in secrecy.
Yes, yes. I'm very excited. And
you going to still make time for self-care even when you're on set?
Jesse Sweeney, listen, yes, I will never stop self-caring about myself. And you should not as well. Everyone must care self so hard.
I hope they, you know, for a while there, they were making a lot of World War II movies again. May it be why don't they start?
Oh my
and
God,
you would
Lula.
Be fantastic.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to, you know, pigeonhole you.
No,
I
can, I'd love to see you in uniform.
Just playing General Patton or something.
Yes.
Yeah, I would.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little
General
Eisenhower.
Patton.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I could be a great Ike. I agree with you, and I'm very jealous that it was popular in the 80s or
the
something.
Late 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
D-Day.
Oh,
and we should maybe we'll declare war in Germany again, and there'll be a whole new...
Oh, I think that's a possibility.
I think we're close.
Opening for new war movies with Germans.
Yes, we're three idiotic tweets away.
Yeah.
Or
Angela's going to invade us.
Angela's done.
She's done?
Like, I think she's over everything.
Over
I saw a photo of the
she's
G20 with her and Ding Dong.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, this is just out of the town.
She has a successor name. I mean, hand it over.
Hand it over. Not in a bad way. I think she's just put in the time.
She's so tired.
Oh, she's earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll move here.
I was going to ask.
Yes,
do you ever get asked, like in auditions and stuff, are you asked if you can do accents? Like, are you asked if you could do an American accent?
Yes, I get it asked very much.
Yes.
And
you say no.
I say I try and it sounds terrifying.
Right.
I think one or two times I've been hypnotized and I can do it. It's like, you know, Colin Firth and that like talking king.
Oh, right. God.
What's
yes.
it called?
A game
king's
of
king's speech.
Speech. King's
yes.
speech. You know, like he plays that like Glenn Miller stuff and then he's like dropping F bombs like really clean. I think that's me with like an American accent. I could do it if you hypnotized me or played some
you know
Pennsylvania 65,000.
Or maybe you could sing in an American accent. Sometimes other artists can sing.
All right.
It goes away a little bit because it's like slow. Like when you do this, you can lose your accent a little bit. So if I was like, what's Celine Dion with the Titanic? Like my heart will sink or what? I could sing this probably pretty good.
All right.
Without an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, I do have one very bad like this. Like, who
well, that's, oh, that's what I always notice is when people from other countries do an American accent, it's often a Southern
South.
Accent.
Yes. Hey, everybody, what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like my best. That's what I think a Pennsylvania
That
person.
Was Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. That was Minnesota. Yeah, you saw. Michael, you could hear it.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I do get it asked many times.
Mm-hmm.
But why do it when they are, you know, why would I do it?
Well, and also you provide a service. Yes, exactly.
Yes, I do.
And maybe
provide.
It's very niche, and you have to hope that there are roles for, you know, for quirky Germans,
strange, confused German persons. You know, who knows? If I continue the hypnosis, who knows? Maybe I will be able to branch out like the tree of life.
Have you ever been hypnotized?
Yeah, twice.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, which is weird because there's a song by Biggie Smalls called Hypnotize.
Yeah.
And they play this. It was a specific hypnotist therapist. Mm-hmm. They would play this song, Biggie, 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 can't you see? Sometimes you wear so hypnotized. And then they're doing this while also doing like the little shaky shing shake.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
And then I was out.
And Biggie's words hypnotized you.
They did so deep. Yeah.
I was, so this wasn't for therapy. It was just a stunt.
This was a version of like, let's see what happens.
And what happened?
I was speaking in a perfect American accent.
What?
Apparently, this is what they've told me. And then, I was doing a lot of shimmying.
Uh-huh.
And I knew a lot of trivia for things I really do not know about, which was very weird.
But you do know a lot of trivia.
Yeah, but there are some. I have some black holes,
space.
Like, I don't know all of the players from the 1993 North Carolina men's basketball championship team.
Okay.
I wasn't going to bring it up.
You shouldn't. I only know the three centers that
Okay.
Yeah, but that's it. So,
wow.
Fine, I'll tell you. It's Eric Montross and Kelvin Salvadori and Matt Wenstrom was the third string.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I happen to know those three, and that's exactly right.
And those are also
amazing.
Those are your guests, your dream guests.
Exactly.
The three centers.
Well, can you tell us again when your single comes out?
Oh, thank you for this reminding of a plug. Yes, so July 23 is the single or the music video is released. And you can hear it early if you're excited on the audio places on July 19.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It should come out on a Sunday, I think. But
Sunday.
Yes.
Well, sometimes
it doesn't work that way.
You know the international dateline.
Yes.
Greenwich will hear it on Sunday.
Yeah.
But Los Angeles on Friday.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Comic-Con, see you there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. You'll be there?
I'm.
Oh, great.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll be at the Team Coco House,
perhaps.
Right?
Perhaps. I will attend.
We'll be there too.
We'll definitely see you there.
Oh,
bring your daughter.
I'll bring the kids coming, of course.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, yes. Thank you so much, Fula. And thanks for listening, guys.
Inside Conan.
Yes, that was good.
Wow, that was a really good accent.
Without being hypnotized.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now say we like you.
We like you.
Inside Conan, an important Hollywood podcast, is hosted by Mike Sweeney and me, Jesse Gaskell.
Produced by Kevin Bartelt.
Engineered by Will Becton.
Mixed by Ryan Connor.
Supervising producer is Aaron Blaird.
Associate producer, Jen Samples. Executive produced by Adam Sachs and Jeff Ross at Team Coco. And Colin Anderson and Chris Bannon at Earwolf.
Thanks to Jimmy Vivino for our theme music and interstitials.
You can rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts.
And of course, please subscribe and tell a friend to listen to Inside Conan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever platform you like best.
Ta-da!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.